Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 5, we finished with verses 19 through 21. So listen as we start verses 22 through 26. This is Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready today as we're right back in Galatians chapter 5. And we're going to start today and continue over the next several days until we finish this fifth chapter. So I hope that you'll be following along and calling others and telling them to listen in. And by the way, you want to be a help to the Lamp and Light broadcast, you can do at least two things for sure. One thing is pray for this broadcast each and every day. We recently heard of someone who received Christ as their Savior listening to this broadcast way out in the Micronesian Islands. And then we've had people from around the world call us. We've had people in the state of New York. Now, I know that's not around the world, but to some people it might be, but people in New York calling. We've had people in Israel calling. We've had emails from various places. And that means that the Word of God, as it is to men as they are, is reaching the hearts and lives of people that are in search of the truth. And folks, that continues and that grows as you pray and pray daily for the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. Secondly, we'd like to ask you to tell others in your community, especially in your church, of the Lamp and Light broadcast. And you may be in an area where we're not on a radio locally, so direct them right to the internet and take them to our website and tell them how to get on and to listen to the daily broadcast. My friend, that's how the Lamp and Light grows. As you know, Lamp and Light Broadcast is a ministry of Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida. Now, we love for people, if they're traveling through Florida, going down Interstate 75, you hit Ocala, stop in and visit us. We would love to have you. And in addition, I would love for you to walk to the front of the church at the end of services and let me know that you're listening to us on your radio station or by the internet, and we would love to meet you. It blesses our heart every time we hear from people or we get to meet people who listen to our broadcast. So I pray and hope that you will do that for us. Again, those two things, pray for us and tell others about the broadcast and get them to listen. Get your pastor to listen. If he's not listening, let him know that Lamp and Light is an encouragement to the pastor, not a discouragement. We don't try to take people away from their churches. We, as a matter of fact, we say if our program is on at a time of day when your church is meeting, then the priority goes to your local church, not this broadcast. And besides, all of our broadcasts are on our internet website, and you can go back and re-listen to a broadcast that you might miss. So never miss your local church for the Lamp and Light broadcast. You be faithful, and you pray for your pastor every day, and I hope that you will do that. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready, and as always, we like to say not only have your Bibles ready, but have pencil and paper. For several reasons. Number one, at the end of our broadcast each day, our announcer gives you our address. And he also gives you our website. And you can contact us at either of those. You can email me through our website, or you can contact us at our mailing address. And we'd love to hear from you. And we'd also like for you to be able to write and ask your Bible questions. But in addition to that, we would like for you to write down things as you hear. Sometimes you hear something, you may not have heard it right. And so you're interested and you may want to write that down and send in a letter or email and just say, I did not understand this. And if you don't have access to a computer where you can re-listen to that broadcast, then I would encourage you to write us and let us try to straighten things out if there was a misunderstanding. We don't apologize for preaching or teaching the word, but sometimes people don't understand exactly what we're saying, and I do not pretend to be the best teacher or explainer in the world by a long shot. So I hope that you'll follow along with us. Okay, today we're taking up at the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. We've just seen the works of the flesh, and I tell you what, those things in various degrees. Now, some may really, really be hard. I mean, some may really be way out there in the works of the flesh. For example, there is uncleanness, and uncleanness can be something not so bad and yet really bad. Well, there's nothing not so bad in God's sight, okay, if it's sin. Idolatry, there's strife, seditions, and heresies, and there's various degrees of those things, but they're always wrong, and there are ways that the devil tries to fight you with those things. So let me encourage you to realize that you're always in a battle there. We finished that section. You may want to go back and listen to it on the internet. But now we want to look at the fruit of the Spirit. You might say we've looked at the negative. 17 works, and then it ran out of space, you might say. And so he says, and such like there in Galatians chapter 5. And when you get to verse 21, and he says, and such like, and as he said, boy, I tell you, that they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Wow. Those are strong words. So let me encourage you to go back and listen to those things. But now, let's focus in here on the fruit of the Spirit. So as I read verses 22 and 23 of Galatians 5, listen along. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, the fruit of the Spirit, as we've just read here, as I read various books and authors and listened to various speakers, they all pointed out pretty well the same thing, that the word is not fruits, plural. Rather, it is fruit of the Spirit. All these things make up the fruit of the Spirit. So if any one of these things lack in our Christian life, whether it's love or joy or the peace or the long-suffering, and on we could go through that list, any one of those things lack in our Christian life, then at that point, we lack in our walk with God. We aren't fully then representing Jesus Christ to the world as Christ is. You see, the world not only needs to hear the witness of the gospel from us, they need to see Christ in us. And so when we don't seek to do all these things, then we find that we are unripe fruit. I like what old Dr. M.R. DeHaan had to say here on this passage. In his excellent treatise, he makes two very interesting points. First, the flesh is works. Works of the flesh. Whereas in dealing with the Spirit, it is fruit. The flesh works earn. They do not inherit in a Christian life. Whereas the fruit of the Spirit has no law of God that would oppose it and would rob us of reward. That is, there is no law of God against this holy fruit. The second thing Dr. DeHaan pointed out is this section should be divided in three divisions. First of all, personal fruit, love, joy, peace. Secondly, is outreaching fruit, reaching out towards others. And that would be long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. And then finally, upreaching truth. That is, upreaching fruit toward God. And that is seen in faith, meekness, and temperance. And I tell you, I think that he did a very good job. I'd like to take credit for that, but I would be lying if I did, and that would not be a fruit of the Spirit, would it? Now, we need to examine these brief definitions on each of these words. I think that it's important. The word love is the Greek word agape, and it proceeds from God, as does all these attributes. Therefore, our new nature needs to be committed to walking in obedience to God's word, thereby walking in the Spirit and knowing his prompting will never lead us to do anything of the flesh. Now, I find it is interesting that in John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." You see, a lot of people may profess love, but those that actually possess love of God demonstrate it daily. It might do well for some time on your own to read 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. It's called the love chapter. And you know, you can have someone who has wronged you, and boy, that's where the love aspect all of a sudden is challenged. They have wronged you. But don't strike back at the expense of the fruit of the Spirit. You see, love and the works of the flesh are at odds with one another. The fruit of the Spirit can be relegated, on the other hand, to a works mentality. By that, the fact is that we will study the works of the flesh, and we'll see our own utter depravity. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
Foundation for the Bible.